Blog Talk Radio.
Unscripted. The network. So it's only right if I unscript it. Check me out. Now spit your word, let's get it heard, cause we are down to hear what clever bars are not real talk. You can rap about whatever. Now if you get tuned in to this unscripted network, some you lose, some you win, get it? Let's work. Now I ain't C. Hicks, and this my man Joe the Don. We keep everything unscripted going into overtime. Now all we finna do is interview dope artists. Whether you write hooks or write books, you're both authors. And on our podcast, nah, we won't laugh at you. You can spit some hot gas or read a paragraph or two. And if you spit hot flames, then tell us why we should listen. If you ain't spit no octane, then cause we could dish shit out on more than a plate. Give us the B16, return it to the first 48. And we're never buying fraud, cause homie, we don't sell fake. I stand behind these bars and it's my cellmate. Yeah, this script is not prepared, this is unscripted. Wanna get your words heard, we'll say it or come spit it. 100 rounds a minute and I'm finished, not unlimited. Come up on a minute then, come and get unscripted, kid.
Yeah,
unscripted. The network. Now they're hearing too on accordance with the script written beforehand and prompt to. So,
yeah, what it is, folks. This your boy C. Hicks, and I'm here with my homeboy straight from Louisville, KY, Dope Fresh to Dawn. And welcome to our show, Unscripted Network, where you can talk, rap, or read about whatever, however, whenever you want to, you dig? Oh, and bars must be included with the rap, because you ain't got no bars, you damn sure ain't got no business rapping. But with all that being said, let's go ahead and network, you dig? And you can find me and my outlandish ass thoughts on Facebook. It's called Hicks. That's called H-I-X. And I'm on Instagram at C-Hicks. That's C._H-I-X. And I'm on Twitter, but I don't be tweeting. Now, the big homie right here, you can check Dope Fresh to Dawn out on any major platform where music is listened to and or sold. And that's sold with an S. S as in support. And that ain't just law, there's black law. Rubber music. Oh, let him know something.
What's good? What's good with it, C. Hicks? What's good with it, Unscripted Network? What's good with it, world? No Fresh to Dine on the check-in, man. Blessed to be alive. See another day to be able to do another show. You already know how I'm rocking, man, keeping it solid. With that being said, C. Hicks, let them know who we got coming on the show today, man. Who's our special guest?
All right, well, you know, today we're supposed to be unscripting the brother Joker straight from out of, he's one of the lands, you know, not talked about rappers, you know what I mean? Artists, you know, Cleveland, one of Cleveland's own. You know what I mean? But right now, you know, unfortunately, he's not here with us right now. So I guess we can give him a minute, you know, to let everything, you know, cobblate where he at, and hopefully he can get in tune with us. You know what I mean? But we supposed to be unscripting Joker, you know, Cleveland's own Joker. You know what I mean? That's what we supposed to be unscripting today.
Most definitely. Most definitely. So, you know, until we get our guest, until he joined us, you know what I'm saying? I mean, let him know what's on your mind. How you feeling today, man? What you got on your mind? No, you always got something on your mind.
Oh, yeah, you know, if we're going to go there, you know, we might as well go back in time, you know, to our first episode, our first comeback episode. You know, we had some things we left off the plate we couldn't get into because of, you know, my mistake of setting up the show an hour. You know, I cut the show off and, like, I made the show an hour too, not too early, but hour too short. So, you know, we were going to get on the whole, you know, it seemed like Facebook is, like, really getting real big racial right about now. You know, I mean, the social media racial divide. You know, I mean, they're kicking all these so-called dangerous speakers off, you know, off their their platform and shit like that. You know what I mean? When folk ain't doing nothing but telling the truth. You know, when the truth has become radical, that's how you know the world is a big ass loud head. You dig?
Right, right. You know, I mean, how I feel on that subject, man, I'm all for, you know, like at the end of the day, Facebook is owned by who it's owned by. So they can do it. They can allow who they want to be on their platform, and they can cancel, you know, people on their platform. And just like we have our platform right here, Unscripted Network, you know what I'm saying? Like my man said in the intro, you can talk, rap, read about whatever you want because, you know, we give y'all that platform. And we don't really show no biasness. All we ask is, you know, respect. You come on here respectful, and we'll let you talk your shit. But on the subject at hand, I say, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, I feel like it needs to be a fairness, man, all across the board. So if you ban certain people, you know, from your platform for the reasons that they gave, say that it was, you know, I guess preaching hateful speech or whatever, my thing is, then, I mean, you got the president of this country that has said a lot of disrespectful sideways stuff to about a lot of different people, you know what I'm saying, that's offended people, you know what I'm saying? So why is he not banned from the platform, Facebook and Twitter, you know what I'm saying? And as well as many other people. So it's just like at the end of the day, you know, it's hypocrisy, you know, because you say, okay, you got freedom of speech, but then if you say the wrong thing, you're going to get blocked, you're going to get banned. If you say the wrong thing about the president, hell, you'll get, they'll pop up at your door, the Secret Service and stuff will pop up at your door, you'll get locked up, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, I really don't know, man, I don't get it. And the fact that Facebook itself, man, they allow so much. I done seen some of the most gruesome stuff I ever seen in my life on Facebook. I'm talking about more gruesome shit than I done seen on horror movies or any type of, you know what I'm saying, like in the streets. I mean, they be having some videos, you know, eventually they will get pulled, but that's after they circulate. Some of them videos be having millions of views, you know.
Okay.
I done seen not terrorists, but people over in the Middle East and stuff where they chopped, beheaded a person, you know what I'm saying, like literally sawed their head off and all that, you know, executed them,
right,
shot them in the head. I mean, different shit, man. We seen shit on Facebook Live. We seen, you know, our good brother, man, forgive me for not, I don't want to say his name wrong, but I think it's Philando Castile. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Philando Castile, yeah.
Yeah, we seen him murdered on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Like, we seen it. So it's like, man, you allow these images and stuff to be seen on Facebook, and the same thing with Alton Sterling. Seen him get murdered by the police, right, on Facebook. I seen it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I seen it there. So you allow these images, and you got females twerking, and I done seen damn near porn and stuff on this site. But then you say, oh, people like Farrakhan, they people that's so-called speaking hate, we gotta ban them from my site. Like, come on, man, please, man. I just can't buy that, man. Even myself, me and you, we hip hop artists. We rap. Some of our songs very explicit, raunchy, you know, aggressive rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And we not even hella aggressive, but we know. I mean, it's artists that's even more aggressive than us. But we like to paint pictures. We wordsmiths. So we paint vivid pictures. So we promote our music on their site. And if you listen to some of our music, not all of it, you know, we got some clean music too, but some of our music, they allow us to promote that music. So all that's telling me is, you know, somebody like a Minister Farrakhan, it's not the fact that they say he's preaching hate. That's just what they want to put on it. Because at the end of the day, you got rappers that got guns and selling drugs and showing all type of images in their videos, and they let that run all day. they cool with that. But what it is Farrakhan, he's waking people up. He's speaking truth to power, and that they don't like. You know what I'm saying? But if it's just regular ignorance, they don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? So they just need to be real, man. That's how I feel anyway.
Yeah. I mean, just to be fair for Facebook on Facebook behalf, they, for what I'm seeing, you know, they banned some white folk too. You know what I mean? Now I don't know none of them, you know, like I'm pretty sure a lot of black, you know, your average Joe black person would know who the fuck these white people are, you know what I mean? But I'm guessing they're like the extreme, you know what I mean? Radical, white supremacist type dudes, you know what I'm saying? But also, the goddamn news can be viewed as that because what they're showing is nothing but the goddamn same thing the news is saying, just in different language. You know what I mean?
True.
I mean, Facebook just terrible. And this is what I always get at, man. I be like, all right, you know, we got all these goddamn millionaires and billionaires, multi-millionaires, you know what I mean? We got a lot of them, hundreds of, why do we as black people have to complain about the white man on a white man's act? Why don't they put their money together and, you know what I mean, start one? All black, I'm pretty sure the black folk going to jump on it. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Crazy, man. I'm like, damn. Do us have to jump on. You know what I mean? You can't be always complaining about the white man on the white man's act, even though I do, but I don't have the money to start it. I don't have the money.
Thank
to
you, bro.
I got the
Thank
idea. You know what I mean? But the money is just a big thing, the biggest thing. You know what I mean? They got all this money, all these millions and billions. Why the fuck they ain't started one yet? I don't understand it.
Thank you. I mean, these are the exact words that I spoke to my wife. I mean, exact word for word what you just said. Like 5 days ago, 6 days ago. I just said that. I said that's the thing. And we're going to save a little bit of this for the actual real talk episode. Because hopefully my man Joker, you know what I'm saying, hopefully he pop up within the next 10 minutes. You know, we're going to probably have to just cancel this interview. We apologize to anybody that may be listening, you know. But, yeah, what you said, man, 100%. Still at 100%. My thing is, you know, that's something simple. You know what I'm saying? But it goes further deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, on the simple side, okay, you on their platform, they control what goes and what don't go. So, you know, we got all these black millionaires and a few black billionaires, and we don't even have something simple as a black social media platform where we know social media is pretty much runs the world right now. In 2019, that's where the world's at, social media. So you got Twitter, you got Facebook, you got Instagram, Snapchat. You got some other sites, but they're not as big. But you don't have a prevalent black-owned social media app, a site. That's something that don't even cost a lot of money like that. You don't even need millions and millions of dollars. You know, the guy that created MySpace and I think Facebook too, they created these apps and I mean these sites in their dorms when they was in college, little college kids, you know what I'm saying? And you can't tell me that we don't have black tech experts that know how to, I'm pretty sure they work for, say you got black people that work for Facebook and Google and, you know, these experts that know how these systems run. All you need is a little money and you need that, you need people and you need the people. You need to make it cool enough or dope enough where the people actually would want to use it. And I don't think that's that hard because really you could just basically take Facebook is giving you the blueprint. You could take their blueprint and just add a few different things to make it doper. That's all Facebook did to MySpace. And they knocked MySpace out pretty much. But, you know, it also takes the people, though, because, you know, our people, we kind of, you know, man, it's sad to say a lot of us be kind of just like, somebody will take the initiative and end up starting something like that, and people are like, ah, man, that shit corny. We'll joke on it. That shit generic. And, you know, I'm sticking with Facebook. I'm sticking with, you know, you know what I'm saying? So but I just feel like, man, somebody should at least try. And maybe, you know, me and C. Hicks, if somebody's listening and say that we tripping, there is some black-owned apps that we just don't know about, fill us in. Let us know. maybe we tripping, but all we can go off is what we see and what we know. To my knowledge, there is none. You know what I'm saying? And not to say there's none, but there's none prevalent, you know what I'm saying, that people are actually into. And that's sad. And like I said, that's just touching the surface, you know what I'm saying? We can get deep and say, you know, no black-owned cars. You got all these, you know, different cars, Mazda, Toyota, Ford. You know, you got cats, you know, that buying all these Bugattis and stuff, but they never stop to think and say, man, let me make my own car. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally.
Yeah,
instead
right,
of
right.
Mayweather buying a $20 million car, man, he invests. And I know it take a lot of money to start a car company, but still, they can make it happen. And in 2060, people could be riding in the Mayweathers. You know what I'm saying? I'm in that Mayweather 2060.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, his car. It's like Ford. You know what I'm saying? Somebody say, well, oh, that's a Ford. Oh, that's a Chevy. We don't have a black-owned car company, a manufacturing company that builds cars from scratch. We don't have, you know, it's just a lot of stuff. But like I said, man, we going to get into it on the next Real Talk.
Yeah, you know, I got a lot of shit to say, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, because, like, further, it's going to have to take somebody, you know, known, you know what I mean? Like, if me and you just said we just saw the goddamn joint, ain't nobody going to pay attention to it, you know, especially not me. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers ain't going to pay. If I say I just saw the new goddamn joint, they going to, you know, and if I was somebody known, somebody like one of these goddamn, you know, one of these known rappers or celebrities and shit, they jump on it more, you know what I mean? But like you said, you save all that for the Real Talk joint. But I believe we just got our first unscription band. You know what I mean? You know bullshit when you see it for real, if you understand what I mean. So
we're gonna go ahead
in this joint, man, you know what I mean?
How many minutes we get? We 17 minutes in now, so even if he came on the show, He didn't wait it too late. I don't know what's up with the Joker, man. He said he wanted to come on the show. This is the second time we've tried to have him on our platform. Hey, for anybody that may be listening, you know, we pay our hard earned money. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, we not bragging or nothing. Yeah. It's no big deal, but it's just the fact that we're trying to build this platform up for artists and entertainers or writers. Whatever you may be, somebody that's on the come up, this is what this platform's for people that's serious, that take it serious. So please, you know, if we give our platform to you, take us serious, because, you know, we value our time and our money just like you do. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, my man, he couldn't been on here. So hopefully it ain't nothing serious that went down, you know what I'm saying, with him. But we can't, you know, we can't afford to be booking shows and, you know, have no shows. We're trying to run this as professional as we can. So we apologize if anybody is listening.
Yeah, you know, like you said, you know, you got to take us serious because we obviously took you serious or whoever serious that want to put you on the show. So, you know what I mean? I guess it's a likewise type thing. But anyway, you're going to go ahead and be out, man. Unscripted.
Unscripted.